Kumlan Lablak Gemara. Today's daf is daf Chof Amad Aleph. We start from yesterday. Daf Yuv Tes Amad Beis in the very bottom. We stop right in the middle. Says the Gemara. We start the case here is that what happens? Totally wrong. Today's blot is daf Yuv Tes, and we'll start from yesterday's bottom of the page. Yuv Tes Amad Beis on the bottom of the page. We're going to ask a question. Rabbi Yechon. We had a machlekes regarding a carbon chattas. If all you had was the yediyah that's sufficient from the Ashen Tola, you had a suffic yediyah or yediyah that may be din aveda, is that sufficient to break up your chatoyes or two? So Rabbi Yechon says no, and Rabbi Shlaka says yes. So the Gemara asks a question to each other. So the Gemara says like this in the bottom of the page. The Tani we learned, Shnei Shvilin, there were two paths. Echad Tomei, one of them had a dead body on the Echad Tomei, one of them did not. V'holach Barishon, V'lein Nichnes, he went down the first one, did not enter the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in order to become Tomei, most of the Tanoim hold, in order to be bring a carbon, you had to know you were Tomei, and then you forgot, and then you came out, you had to know you were Tomei again. Yediyah V'adoyis. So this guy went down the first road and did not walk in the Beis HaMikdash, then went down the second road, and he did walk in. He definitely knows that he's Tomei because he went by both roads. And then he forgot the whole Chayiv, then surely he's Chayiv Karban. Fine. What about Holach Berishon? He went down the first road, V'nichnis, he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, he is Potter. And what happens? The Chozar Vishana Vitavel, he went out and he sprayed himself twice, the third and seventh day, and then he went to the mikveh. Fourth and seventh day, he went to the mikveh, and Beholach B'Shein, then went down the second row, V'nichnes Chayiv again, because the Manushach, he is definitely Tamei, and he forgot. Rav Shimon Poite Bezu. Rav Shimon says, to me, I see it. Yes. Rav Shimon says, so help for what? Rav Shimon says that but he walked the Beis HaMikdash. Manushach, he went in. Rav Shimon says it's like two separate things, and each one is only a suffix. There's no yediyah v'adoyis. That's what Rav Shimon says. However, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda poite bekulon. Rav Shimon Yehuda says that even Mishum Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Yehuda says that even in the name of Rav Shimon, that even in the first case sounds like a filbe kamaisa. That sounds like I'm going to ask a question. Even the first case, you went down both roads and then you went to the base of Yiddish. Mamanoshech, definitely your tummy. What do you mean that he says that you are toyed? How can that be? Omar Rav says, Rav, I'll tell you what the case is. Hachem Ayaskin, going Shaholach Berishon. You went down the first road, and then this is the first case. You went down the first road, right, and then you forgot that you went in the Beis HaMikdash, and then you went down the second road. But when you went down the second road, as you were going the second road, and you know there's a Suffolk Tumah, you forgot that you already went down the first. So in your mind, all you ever had was a Suffolk Tumah. You never had in your mind a Vardai Tumah. You only had a mixes tumah. You forgot that you went down the whole bit of the first road. So you need a vada yediyah before you forgot. Over here, the Tanakhama says, since when you went down the second road, you knew that there's a possibility this will be tummy. So therefore, and even though you forgot, B'shas Mai said that you went down the first road, so never turn into a vada yediyah, but a saf yediyah is enough. Mixes yediyah is enough. And Rav Shimon knows, no, mixes yediyah and lavki yediyah dami. Rav Shimon says, the mixes yediyah is not good enough, and therefore, if you went down the second road, you forgot about the first road, so all you sachakal have now is a suffix. There's no carbon. We're getting to our question about Rabbi Yechon. Amar Malach analyze what you said. Holach Barishon, you went down the first row of Nichnas, you went base of Mikdash, Vehizah, Vetaval, and then you sprayed, and you Vishana, then Vetaval, and you went to the Mikvah, Holach B'Shein, you went down the second row of Nichnas, Chayiv, Chayiv. Right, so according to the one that says Pot, we understand, it's like two separate cases, and each one was only a suffering idea. The one that says Chayiv, Am I Chayiv? L'choyde, why Chayiv, or L'chav, L'yidia? It says each one is separate. Each one is separate, so therefore it's totally two separate. Each one is only a suffix idea. There can't be a vada idea here. So what's going on here? Omnish Lakish Hamani. Who is the author over here? Rabbi Shmoli. You separated the two activities. Yes. It ended the first thing, now you start another one.
So it's not one hill.
Exactly. It's not one activity. Omnish Lakish Hamani. Who's the author of this? That Lakhida. There's no idea. Slichayev Rabbi Shmuley the boy idea betchila. Rabbi Shmuel b'chalz the Tano holds that you don't. We learned more shuas. He holds that you don't need idea in the beginning. If you were tamei, you had no idea. You went to the base of Mikdash and then you came out. You realized you were tamei. You also bring a carbon. Says vanel twice, and he uses it one for helam Mikdash, one for helam kachim. Not like the others use it one for helam before and one helam afterwards. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need a idea before. That's the Tano who holds a yichayev. Rabbi Yechon says, even though you went to the mikveh in between, Rabbi Yechon says, I feel tev rabban. I can tell you it's a rabban. Can also suffer yediyah ki yediyah. that in this case over here, when you went down the second road, it's a totally separate case than the first one. When you went down the second road, do you know for a fact that you became tummy? No, because each road, one road is tummy, one road is tight. You don't know which one. It's a suffix idea. And over here, we hold when it comes to tumma, suffix idea is considered a bad idea. So what do we mean can? Sal gedata can osu vuhu adin l'chol derekul. So what this is Rabbi Yechon's answer. So we understood Rabbi Yechon is not saying just can only in hichos tumah. Kol derekula. A suffik idea is like a vada idea. So when it comes to a carbon maichatas, if you had a idea in between one of the eight fats twice, and you had a idea in between, it's a possibility that it's chelid. According to Rabbi Yechon, that should be a vada. So how come he holds it not mechalik? And according to the Shlokh, is the fact that he doesn't answer Rabbi Yechon holds that one, that a suffik is not an idea. And how come he's the one who holds dafke it is an idea? Kasha Rabbi Yechon and the Kasha the Shlokh is Shlokish. It be shlo Rabbi Yechon and the Kasha. Who told you when he says can also he meant kol atayda kula can also b'chol der kula? He meant only by tumah. We have a special reason that we say that a suffik tumah is like a vade tumah. Everywhere else a suffik is a suffik vade. The vade is a therefore when you ate a chatas and then you had a suffik idea in between, it's not a vade idea. It doesn't divide the two. Okay, so separate the two. So now we understand Rabbi Yechon. But it's shlokish. My time, why should tumah be different? Because by tumah it says v'nelam mimenu v'hu tameh. It said vanilla, you forgot completely. But if you had a suffix, that you can't call it forgetting completely. So therefore, a suffix yedid is already enough to say that it's no longer vanilla. Who told me yedid? Even I'm a suffix chayiv. Ava b'chol v'edukula. But everyone else on Torah, it says in the pasuk, oy hoida elav chatos. It doesn't use the word vanilla. It says that you that was like by chatos. You have to know about yedid vade. It's called yedid. Is the yedid who the chayiv? Fine. The Shlokish Kasha. What's the problem in the Shlokish? How do we know the Shlokish is the problem? Because why didn't he answer Rabbi Yechon? Ademoyke like Rabbi Shmuel. Why would he rather learn like a single Tana like Rabbi Shmuel? Look me like Rabbi. Let him learn Rabbi Talach like Rabbi. The word that you need in Bechila. And say that a Suffolk Idea is good enough because the Shlokish holds that by the Suffolk Idea divides two Chatois. Says Yimon, you're right. You could have said that. But in the Hokka Master, you want to teach your Chiddush. Rabbi Shmuel, Nami loy boy Idea Bechila. Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need Idea at all. He wanted to tell you, Rishmael holds you don't need your D at all. Freddy Mother, I need the Shlokhi to tell me that. How must Nisni? We learned this in Fetish and Mishnah. Shwur, it's not. We learned Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a Venelim. It says twice Venelim, straight pomim, Lechai, Valhelim, Tumme, Valhelim, Midish. He says, not like you want to say that one goes for before you walk in the base of Midish, and one is after. No. I don't care if you knew before you were Tumme. If you walk in the base of Midish, you found out afterwards that you were Tumme, you're liable. Or if you were Tumme and you ate carbonus and you found out afterwards, you bring a carbon. So what I need is lucky. Tell me that's what Rishma holds. It's a benedict. I mean, I thought mikro lesle migemorisle. All he says is the pasuk is not ayah, but maybe Allah Moshe Mesinai that you had to have a yedia. Kamash lon according to Rishma, you need no yedia whatsoever. Mishnah. Let's say you have two avedas in front of you. One is trefa fat and one is left over from a carbon. But achal echem, and you definitely ate one of them. You definitely did an aveda, but no vashva any day is a man achal. You don't know what aveda you did here. Or ishtay nida v'achosima, your wife was. We're talking about all shayi here. Your wife was a nida, and you thought she was tired, and your sister was there with you, and you went to the bed with your wife, and somehow or another she slipped out, and the sister came in. Maybe shogag ba'achas, man, you don't know who you were with. V'ainu yidei be'ezman shogag. So nobody in these cases, you know, you definitely did an aveda, you just don't know which one. Karbachatas, can you bring karbachatas if you don't know exactly which aveda you did? As we'll see in a minute. Or Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim. Let's say Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And let's say Friday was Yom Kippur or Sunday was Yom Kippur in those days when it was Man Adiyah, you could do that. And v'Osa Malacha Bein Hashmashas. You did a Malacha in twilight. V'Ein Yodei Bein Hashmashas. You don't know if this is a twilight, did like Friday or like Shabbos. So you know you did an Aveda, you don't know which one. Is that Belezim Mechayiv Chattas? Manushach, you can bring a Chattas, because whichever one it is, you have to bring a carbon. But Beshua Poiter, because says a Pasuk was Susi Ashachota Bo. You have to know exactly, precisely which sin you committed over there. Okay. Give an example. You keep it for you now do the malachas. Yeah, you'll have to do malachas on Yom Tov. And there's no skill, there's no misa, there's no karma chattas. There's no chattas on Yom Tov. There's no chattas, because whatever, there's no skill, there's no... Or chiv misa, there's no chattas. Yom Kippur is exactly like Shabbos, as some of the Shainim say. The only difference is whether you get skill or whether you get, you know, chorus. My naf kamina is regarding common with the rabbinate. Omer Rabbi Yezhi, not a quote of Bechun HaKona. Omer Rabbi Yezhi said, Loi nechelku, they don't argue, ala ois, Rabbi Yezhi says, they're not arguing ala oisa melocha bein hashmosa shu potter. I say that bein hashmosa, everyone will agree you're potter. Why everyone will give you a potter? L'choy the manush says, either Yom Kippur or Shabbos. No. Shani Oymer, I can say, in fact, there's a third possibility. You can, you know, Ben Hashmash is a shaila, is a day or is a night. It's a third possibility. Maybe part day and part night. So it could be 1 second is day and 1 second is night. So you started the melacha in the day.
It's a different existence altogether. So
yeah.
It's
a beida. It's both.
But that makes it independent.
No, you know, but it's both. It had a little bit of day, a little bit of night. The problem is we don't know when that cutoff is. So you started doing a melacha. Let's say you started the melacha in the day, which is Friday, Yom Kippur, and you finished it on the Shabbos, and each one is a chatzis shir, so you potter. That's, so there's no argument there, he says it. Now, you understood that Ben Hashmash definitely is either day or night. The question is which one? I'm telling you that, no, there's a third possibility, part. So therefore, Shani Oymen, Mikzas also Hayyoy, Mikzas Lamacha. It's been that twilight can be partly day, partly night. Could be you did part of the Malacha on Friday, part on Shabbos. And Chatzishir, you don't bring a carbon. Zaman Nechlego, where they're arguing on Allah Oysa Malacha B'tech Hayyoy. You did a Malacha during the day. Of any day, you just don't remember if it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So, Manu Shechidin Aveda, and the question is, you have to know which one. Or you did a malach on Shabbos, but you don't know the title of the malach is that, let's say, Koitzer or Teichin Lagnashik is an example. Who cares? You didn't Aveda, you got to bring a carbon Chattas. But I'm sure I pointed, you have to know precisely which Aveda you did. In order to do Tshuva properly, you need to know what Aveda you did. Rabbi Yehuda says, I disagree. That was Rabbi Yossi's version. Comes Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yeshua afma oshem toli. He says, when Rabbi Yeshua says that you're potter, it doesn't only mean you're potter kol b'chatas. You even potter from an oshem toli. If you don't know, even by oshem toli, you need to know what's the suffix aveda here. If you're not even sure what the suffix aveda is, which aveda it is, there's no oshem toli. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda and it says, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Rabbi Shimon. Their version of Rabbi Shimon Abelezer is that loy nechelku al dover shehu mishemecha chuchayif. There's no question that if, let's say, there were two trees and you cut from a tree and you don't remember if you cut from this tree or that tree, then everyone agrees you're chayif because it's exactly the same aveda. Whichever tree you cut, you're. In other words, if it's the same aveda, then you have to do tshuva, kol b'chatas. What do I care if I remember if it's this tree A or tree B? Not like you seem to be saying that you have to know exactly all the details. You know what my chalekis is? Two different avedas. Two avedas. For example, you're not sure if you did you harvested or you did grinding. You're not sure which malach you did. And we'll see later, the Gemara talks about if it's suffix, if it's grapes, or suffix, if it's dates. So it's two different metzias in altogether. So Rabbi Lezer says, who cares, you have to know the pratim. And Rabbi Shua Paita, Rabbi Shua holds you a potter. Why is you a potter? Because you have to have in mind, you have to know exactly which Aveda you did, and you have to know exactly what you're doing. There's two parts to it. You have to know which Aveda you did, and exactly what you did. Would you cut grapes or you cut figs? You have to know what you did as well. Because it says ba, as we'll soon see. Rabbi Yehuda goes further. Afilu niskavin, the Gemara will explain later what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Afilu niskavin lu kaitanim, he had a mind to collect figs. The likad anavim, and instead you collected grapes.
Kavana was to be Mechal Shabbos.
Yeah, but the Metzias now. What was going on? Yeah. Exactly. You tend to do an
issue. Thing.
Exactly. No, we'll soon see. We'll soon see. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. We'll see in a minute. I feel this kavan lul kaitanim. Your kavana was to collect figs. We'll lick the grapes. Or nothing. Grape lick for gray figs. Shchaydus. You wanted black ones. Black figs. We'll lick the levanas or white ones. Or levan or white ones. We'll lick the black ones. Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chata. The fact that you want to do an aveda and you did it. So, but I'm sure pointer. Sure pointer because not only do you have to know what aveda is, you have to know exactly what the metzias is, what you did. How is he different than what we just said Ringo, from Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri? The Gemara will talk about it. Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says, Timehani, or something more said, Rabbi Yehuda says, Timehani impotibo Rabbi Yeshua. I would be wondering if Rabbi Yeshua actually potters it. Okay, anyone who says it, we'll soon talk about that. Why would Rabbi Yeshua potter it? Then the Mishnah continues. If you hold that as long as I did an Aveda, it doesn't matter what the Aveda is, I got to bring a Chata. So why does the Torah say that you sinned in it as if you have to know exactly what you did? That comes to teach something else. Prat lemis asik. Misaskim means you're preoccupied in doing one thing, and we'll see more later. You tried to do something beheted, and then something else came up. Be iser. We'll soon see.
Doesn't it usually mean sort of subconsciously, like you're just fiddling with it and you accidentally?
That's another kind of misaskim. That's the misaskim we have in Baba Kama, the Chavov. If you're walking with a pack, stone in your pocket, yeah, and then it fell out and hurt somebody, we say you're misaskim.
We spoke once about Shabbos also.
This is misaskim. Yeah, what's misaskim?
Subconsciously. Sorry. Fiddling. Yeah.
It's a different kind of misasik. So we'll have my chlekes rashi and taste it. Misasik, you wanted to, let's say, cut one cabbage and or pick up a tolush, and it turned out to be mechuber. So there's a machlekes rashi and taste how to learn that. Rashi takes the whole that you wanted to cut this cabbage that's lying there on the ground. You were convinced that it was separated, so you want to do heted. This very cabbage turned out to be connected. And that's called misasik, because what your intention was, you thought it was a different metzias. You thought it was a detached. It turned out to be it was attached. According to Rashi, that's not misasik, because you did what you wanted. You wanted to cut this cabbage, and you cut it. According to Rashi, you wanted to cut this cabbage that was detached, and your hand moved to the cabbage on the left, which happened to be attached. So not only what you want to do heted, but you also ended up doing a different, it didn't end up doing your makhsh kavan. Let's continue about that. Sorry? Yeah, but it didn't turn out to be what a shaygig, as we'll see later. Shaygig means I did exactly what I wanted to do, but I thought it was mutter. That's how Rashi learns. Here, I did not do what I wanted to do because I thought that this was a detached cabbage, the way the taste learns. It turned out to be attached. Of course, the Rashi is even easier to understand. I wanted to cut this one, I ended up cutting this one. That's misasik, beheted, because I thought it was detached. Both of them learned that I thought it was detached.
We're differentiating misasik from
miskavik,
right?
We're saying that chotabah is not shegig. We're not talking about shegig here, we're talking about misasik. No, shegig, according to them, if I did an aveid in manushech, you bring karma chattis. So why is that chotabah? Pratal misasik. Misasik, I did not do what I wanted to do.
So our definition of shogig is I did what I intended, I just didn't know that it was awesome.
That's right.
That's or I didn't know it was Shabbos, whatever.
That's right. That's Rashi. Taisa learns that shogig is. Taisa learns that shogig is that I wanted to do something that everyone else knew was usher except me. And misasik is what I wanted to do for everyone is mutter. Different part altogether.
In other words, I did a conscious work here and I knew that it's awesome, but I thought this thing is mutter.
That's Rashi. Tates has learned that the definition of shegig is that the whole world knew that it was us except me. Misasik is the whole world also knows that this is mutter. What I want to do is mutter. I want to cut a detached cabbage. Everyone says it's mutter. I end up doing something else. Okay, let's do it to the Gemara. Look at the time we learned. Omer Rabbi Elazar says, Manashach. Why a chayv manushach? Ich chayle v'achal chayv. He knows that chayv. Ich tini the ball chayv. Yeah, chayz the ball chayv. Either one, he didn't have either. Who cares? Or even Shabbos doesn't love chayv. Even Kippur doesn't love chayv. Amalei B'shur. B'shur's response is that the Yomit says Asher chota bo. You need to know exactly what the Aveda is, otherwise you're not liable. That's why he holds. No, he said, but you cannot bring a karma chattis. It doesn't warrant, unless you knew if he's your sister or your wife.
When they bring the chattis, they have to specify what
he has to know.
They
have to know. He does vidi separately, but he has to know. Yeah, but not a carbon.
It's cheaper not to know.
We're talking about a shaykh, yeah. It's cheaper if you don't do any Avedas. Okay. Rabbi Lezer, hi, bar my over there. What do you do with the bar? The boy lived prat l'misasik. It's coming to say prat l'misasik. So you bought a misasik in my, what kind of cake you misasik? Either chalav and vadrayas, you thought that it was kosher the fats, or you went in, you know, let's say there was a treif of fats and kosher fats in front of you. And you knew this, a treif is a kosher. And you put your hand to take the kosher, ended up with a treif. No, your hand, you know, you were looking, Rashi says, you were looking at the, you were glancing on the wall and your hand went to take the kosher, I'm saying your hand ended up with the wrong one. So you must ask, you chay, chay, why? The fact is you had to know. So even though you had no intention, you had to know, what's pshat? It's very difficult to matter. So what if you had to know? But the fact is you had no intention. If misasing means that I did not carry through my machshava, so if I had to know before what? Very sure. So the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach adds three words that gives a whole brilliant insight into this whole concept. The Alter Rebbe says there, you know what the problem is with misasik? The problem is not your kavana. The problem is actually the maisa. The chesaron is, it's not a maisa aveira. Or by mitzvah, it's not a maisa mitzvah. If your kavana wasn't to do this particular thing, then not the problem is you did whatever you had to do in the lacking kavana. So what helps you? Kainena. You still didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. Alter Rebbe says if you had no kavana to do the aveda or no kavana to do the mitzvah, then the maisa you did is not a maisa of a aveda. It was not a maisa of a mitzvah. because the kavana, every maisa has to have. Your hand move around all the time. That's like called a maisa. Maisa is made up of two parts of the maisa kavana, and that makes up a maisa. And therefore, says Alter Rebbe, if you did an aveda and it was a misasik, so you weren't thinking at all nonchalantly, your hand whatever it is, then what's missing? Not like everyone in learning pashtus, the kavana is missing. The maisa is missing. But if you have hanah, then the maisa becomes a maisa of whatever it is, because the hanah turns the maisa back into a full maisa. And if you happen to be aveda, it's an aveda. By mitzvah, he talks about there if you ate matzah below kavana. Why you ate a kainen? Alter Rebbe explains there why. But you had no kavana for the mitzvah. What's chil kainena? Because once you had another, the maisa becomes a full maisa. And once a full maisa, you did your mitzvah.
So kavana or hana are an integral part of that.
A maisa, exactly. That's a chil shel Alter Rebbe. I'm sure you won't find an article. Anyway, let's continue. Be misasik b'shabbos, and if you're misasik b'shabbos, poti. Why? And that's a misasking meaning. Shabbos. If your hand was like we just said, you know, your hand moved to the other cabbage, you're a potter. Freddy Gemara, I don't understand. My time, Melech Bashar Zatayda L'chayda. What do I need to tell me misasik? We know that Shabbos is a special local. Melech is Machshev is also Zatayda. We had him on Chagiga Hori Matluim. The Mishnah there for good. That Hori Matluim beside the mountain, but hanging on the hair. This whole idea of Shabbos is Melech Machshev. You need Melech. That means you have to know what you're doing. So L'chayda. So what I need over here, tell me a ma'isa about misasik. I'm potter because I didn't have machshava for this. And Shabbos, that's critical. Dov Hashem is kavan, is potter. Lachshel gufa is potter. Says the Gemara, L'rova mishkachla, you know what you have a misasik? Going shiniskaven lachteches atolush. According to Rava, what's this Rava Labaya? We'll see the one later. But both of them hold you had to have in mind to do something behetet, and then your hand moved to do something yisur. What exactly is the hetet? So according to Rava, it's even though you had a mind to cut. You had a mind to cut, but what I wanted to cut was something mutter. This guy malachter is a talush. I had a mind to cut a cut cabbage. I'm cutting an attached cabbage, but I had in mind to cut. Even so, because I wanted to cut hetter, it turned out to be isa. That's called mizasik. And but labaya, according to labaya. There we go. According to labaya, mishkachlo and this guy malahagbiya is a talush. The way Rashi learns about Shabbos is not that you want to pick up a cabbage, but the wrong one. The knife fell down between a bunch of cabbages, and you wanted to just lift the knife, no cutting at all. And while it was lifting up, it cut. So you not only wanted to do heta, you bechal didn't even want to cut. Niskavala hagbiyas a tolush. You wanted to lift the knife among the tolush, and the chata in the mechuber, ended up cutting the mechuber. So therefore, this is both a case of misasik. Just according to everybody, a potter. Now, Rashi already said in the bottom of the page here that not everyone agrees with the concept of Melech's Machshevis. Rashi holds that the one who holds Misasik is Potter. Very interesting, Rashi here. Rashi says here that according to Rabbi Lezer, the way Rashi learns something about it is, let's just look at the bottom of Rashi's page. It says Rashi. Because in Shas, you don't find anyone arguing on this concept of Melech Machshevis. We have in Chagiga, it's Mishnah, Horatlu Beside, the whole Masechta Shabbos. The whole Masechta Shabbos, we learn Melech Machshevis. Comes along Rashi here and says, but you know, I'm not getting hold of it. Look at Rashi. The boy that prat the Masasik, he's going to scab and lazuv, also ched. What's Masasik? You want to do one thing, end up doing another. He kashi, him came, Rabbi Lezer, eat, say that I'm Nachman. If so, Rabbi Lezer, the one who, Rabbi Lezer, who says that Manashe Chayva, he doesn't believe in Asher Chotaba. Hold like a Nachman. High body. Rabbi Lezer prat Masas letzorich. He doesn't need it. The Melech Machshevis. The Meisam Nachman still made it. So he asked the Chayda, what are you telling me that you need Bo? That Bo you need. You Rabbi Lezer holds that regardless, Manashech, you bring a Chon Chatzis. What does he do as a Chot to Bo? We said prat le Masasik. So it says Rashi, what do you prat le Masasik? It's Melech Machshevis. What are you Masasik for? Says Rashi, Nida lead Rabbi Lezer less late than Nachman the Dodish Melech Machshevis also Toida. The Lemash Melech Hidrasha. Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree the whole concept of Melech Machshevis.
So according to Rabbi Lezer, even the Shogig
is yeah. So Dov Hashem Miskaven should be also because Melech Machshevis. Everything that changes the whole Hilchos Shabbos. The only misasik is the only thing you put on Shabbos. The way Rashi is the not the way I told you chatting about it is we're asking a question of Chayda. So what do you need this whole thing? He's saying here, but just bring that as a support. But really, let's go back to the Gemara. Like Rabbi Lezer does not believe at all Melech and Machshevis. Therefore, he needs to tell you misasik is potter. An amazing Rashi. Tell you more about it. What's the story here with Rabbi Labaye? Okay, so we're saying it's coming to add this case where everyone agrees that he's putting on Shabbos. Where are we? The Eid must be learned. You had in mind to lift the talos v'chadim chuba and you cut them chuba. Everyone agrees you put it because you want to do heter and you b'chal a different activity. My time the luchavlo shum chaticha had no intention to do any chaticha. You had no intention of doing anything. What about you had intention to cut? Lachtich is a talos. You had intention to cut, but heter the chadim chuba. Ba'ayam v'chayiv. No, you chavlo shum chaticha. That's some kind of kavana. That's not a true misasik. You did want to cut. It ended up being the wrong piece. Interesting taste over here is one argument with Rashi. I told you whether it's the same caption or not. Look at the last line in this top tases. Look what that taser called Rashi. You never see that lush in tases. You never find tases calling Rashi Rabbeinu Shlomi Yitzchaki.
Calls him Rabbeinu or calls him Kuntz.
No, we never call him by his name. Yeah. Either Pirish Kuntz or Pirish Rashi. Never calls him by his name. Anyway. No, Rab Shimon Mishantz and Rab Lezer Matuch wrote to Taisus, and not each different Gemaras. Anyway, they learned by the Inik Lachmanashi. Rabbi said, no, they're not arguing. Rabbi Yossi said that they're not arguing by Mein Hashmoshes, but they're arguing on Friday or on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, time to attack on the Braise. Rabbi Yossi says, the Daktem Acharai, you asked me a good question. What's going on? What was the question? My Omle Domlu Dr. Machrai. What did they ask him that he said you asked me a good question? Hochi Omle, this is what he said to them. He said, what about if Igbia Beinash Moshe's Mahu? They said to him, what do you mean? You're saying it's impossible to have a malacha that you can do the whole thing in Beinash Moshe's, right? So you're saying it's straddling part of Friday, part of Shabbos. Why not? What about carrying? You're standing outside. If I'm standing outside, I put my hand in the window and I take something on the table and bring outside to me. The whole thing was a split second. And I just did an Issa D'Raisa of carrying a Shabbos. So what do you mean it can't be the full thing in Ben HaShemoshes? Because Rabbi Yossi holds that Ben HaShemoshes is very short, Kehedavayin. But even Kehedavayin, you could do a Malach in that time. What do you tell me it has to be before and after? That's what I'm asking him. And they say, what's the big deal? Why couldn't you just answer them? The whole thing's a split second. It takes more than a split, whatever. We head of iron. Head of iron is even faster than a split second. Why can't even carrying anything that there's a duration of time, and even carrying the duration of time, right? There's a hagbah, you have to lift in the guy's house, Akira, and then there's a hanocha. Even if it took a second, maybe the first part of that second is day and night. What was it so frazzled? Rabbi Yossi. Hachinami come. That's exactly what he said to him. Misunderstood shot. You think he said that I lost? He said I won you. Dig doctor machra. You guys tried to find my wrong. Well, he's me asking. Going to go home. What Rabbi Yefer Gemara? Rabbi Yosi isn't Gemar Malacha. According to Rabbi Yosi, isn't it the Gemar Malacha that counts? Well, what do you mean? It's impossible to have the holy Menach Moshe. Who cares when you started? The main thing is when you finish it. But Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, Hashaman Leid Mechayev. We know Rabbi Lezer holds the main thing is the Gemar Malacha. So why can't it be Menach Moshe? What's his problem? But now, what do you mean? We're talking about. We learned before already. Rabbi Lezer says. In order to be liable, you have to do three weaves. Why? Because he said when you do two, it falls apart by itself after a while. If you have three, it becomes much tighter. If you already have three, and I just add one more to it, then I'm chayiv, even though I just did one, because it's permanent. So we see that the one is a gemar. Rabbi Yossi has this version of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, he says if you add one, you're not chayiv. You have to add two. In other words, you have to do a full malacha to be chayiv. You have to do a full malacha. Two is also a full malacha. The only reason why two on its own is not chayiv is because it'll fall apart. But if two is attached to something else, you're chayiv. Two is a full malacha. He doesn't hold it only chayiv on gemar malacha. You need a full malacha. And therefore, how can you do that in Bein HaShemoshes? The full malacha part of when you lift it from the table might have been a half a second ago, and that might have been day, and then the next half a second is night. So therefore, it's a problem. Rabbi Yehuda said that not only is he potter for karma chatas if you don't know which aveda he did, you're not even chayav Moshe Tolu unless you know for sure what the suffix aveda is. Tani b'takalun. Rabbi Yehuda pointed Rabbi Shav Moshe Tolu. He's potter for Tolu. But it says in posse if a person kisecht if he sins v'lo yoda and he didn't know. So v'lo yoda he didn't know. Prat zesh yoda shechata. But this guy here, sorry? Ben Hashmoshes is why we had a Gemara on Shabbos. A Machleket Rabbi Yosi holds that Ben Hashmoshes is kehed of ayin, that is blinking of an eye, very short.
So what?
So it's day. So it's day maybe.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, maybe. I mean, Yeshua Hold is all day. It's only till right before the night, right before the stars come out. That's called Ben Hashmoshes, and it's only had a vine. Now, Buddha says 3/4 of a meal and all that. You know, it's a little much longer. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Although Shimon Zeh, which maybe Oshim Toli, Shinemar says, V'osav l'yoda, v'zeh l'yoda b'me'osav. He didn't know what he did. By Oshim Toli, he didn't know what he did. So therefore, he brings it Avol Sofik Ochel Chelus Sofik Lo Ochel Tzei V'Sholov. Rav Shimon said, "I hold Pufake. I hold that the whole din of Oshim Toli is only when you don't know what you did. But if you know for sure, there's a possibility I ate Trefa fats or I didn't. So you're limited what you don't know. Then maybe you don't bring Oshim Toli at all. You maybe can't bring a Chatzel, but you can't bring Oshim Toli either. You know too much information. Maybe Oshim Toli is when you know nothing. Maybe you did a Vei, you don't even know what a Vei you did. That's when you bring Oshim Toli. Pufake is what we learned till now. Maybe." Say Vishal of that, I would go out and ask a question of Shaila Beis HaMedrash. What do you think in the case where there's a piece you're not sure if it's Shuman or Chalev, if you bring your Tolim or not? Because you have more information there. Maybe it's Tolim Lav. What would Hashem conclude? What did he conclude? He said, go and learn in Yeshiva. What did he conclude? Toshma, Chot, Vilayadam, Chot, if you sinned, and you know what you sinned, right? You don't know what you sinned. You know what the possible sin is, because there's a piece of thing there. You're not sure if what you ate is Chalev or Shuman. Maybe Asher told you. So we see whoever said the first part said the second part. And who said the first part? Man Shemana Dom Echad when you do Malchad, maybe Asher told you. Who holds that if you don't even know what sin you did? You think you did a sin, but you have no idea what it was. You still bring Asher told you. That's what Reb Shimon. And yet, Vikotani, Safik, Chata, Savalech, Chata, maybe Asher told you. And he says also in the second part that if you know there was a possibility of Chayle of Shuman, so you know you're limiting what the sin is, you bring Asher told you. Reb Shimon changes his mind. So Reb Shimon, Safik, Chata, Savalech, Chata, maybe Asher told you. Anyway, right? Rabbi Shimon, Shazuri of Shimon, he said they're arguing not if it's the same min, well, you don't know which tree you're chaye, because everybody, the question is two different min. So, what is chotabo? You have to know what sin it is. That's only if you're a misasik, you are potter. Omrem Nachman, I'm going to go back to what we mentioned before. Nachman said, name is Shmuel. Misasik bechalovim varois. If you were misasik by chalovim, you knew there was one piece of fat that kosher treif, and then you looked around and your hand went to the wrong place. Or by arayis, you know, your wife, and then you end up in the wrong place. Chayiv, shekeinene, because you had a noch. Misasik b'Shabbos potter, but on Shabbos you are potter, because melech is machshev is osr teider. Because melech machshev is osr teider, that's why you're potter. Not because it's a chotabah. Nachman, you're telling me that you what? On Shabbos you are potter, kumalech machshavis. But tonight, the chimis asidomi, we had the Gemara Shabbos, he had two kids. One was born on Friday, and one was born on Shabbos. Or one was born on Shabbos, and one was born on Sunday. And let's say you by mistake malad the Sunday one on Shabbos, and the Shabbos on Sunday. It's called a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. We had a big machlekes in Gemara. What actually happens? A Friday Shabbos, Shabbos Sunday. But in the case of Shabbos Sunday, it was a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah v'loy asim mitzvah. He malad by mistake the Sunday one. So what drove him to do a Yisra on Shabbos of Chabalah Mekalkel the mitzvah? But loy asim mitzvah, because if you malad prematurely, you got to come to the meal. You got to malad again. So Torah B'dvar Mitzvah v'loy asim mitzvah. In Machlek, I'm not sure there whether you didn't obey or not. But tonight, definitely Miss Asik Dami, because you wanted to, you know, that one kid was one day another kid, and you just end up with the wrong kid. But Tanan, Misha Hoye Loy Shnei tonight, because Echad Lamal B'Shabbos, Echad Lamal Achash, Shabbos Sunday, Vishach, Achamol Shal Achad Shabbos Shabbos, Nabalez has a Chayiv Chatas, and Rabbi Shur is a Potter. Rabbi Shur is a Potter. And not because of your misasik, el adkan or because melech machshavas adkan le poter b'shul el machshin diksava tov la mitzvah lasa mitzvah poter. Avo misasik b'dov la mitzvah for b'shul mechayiv. But if you're misasik in something la mitzvah b'shul mechayiv, and he's asking Kasher Nachman, sounds like Reb Nachman who said melech machshavas also agrees with the concept of misasik. Rashi said that we don't. If you believe in misasik, you don't follow Nachman. The Gemara seems to conflate the two issues together. But the way Rashi learned it, the word misasik here means pashim melech machshavas, but it doesn't mean misasik literally. Amalehanuch to make an exception. Hoyil lazup. Umekalkul bechabur chayim. Normally, mekalkul on Shabbos is potter. But we're having one of kuvov over there. That a mekalkul chutz mekalkul behav ore and by chabola. Because the whole avodah, when you burn a fire, you're being mekalkul. Yet the Torah says leisvayresh. And by chabura, every time you make a chabura, you're being mekalkul. And according to Shimon, it's talking about in the case of sichel gufa. You need the blood for your dogs or something. Chayim misasig bechabura chayim. That's an exception. And the Torah says that over there, even though you're misasig, even though it's a mekalkul, you're chayim. Eisei Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda asks a similar question. Rabbi Yehuda says, "I feel a miskaven laketanim." The end of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda came along and said that even if you intended to collect figs and you ended up taking grapes or anavim laketanim or shechid, you wanted black ones with lika levonis, you ended up with white ones. Oh, levonis white ones, you ended up black ones. So Rabbi Lezer says, "Chayiv chatzis. Who cares what when you did an aveda?" And Rabbi Yehuda pointed, "Why you a potter? Because you're misasig. You wanted black, and you ended up with white." V'hocha misasig you, Rabbi Yehuda, nami like a potter elmin min lemina. Rabbi Yehuda potter because you wanted grapes, you ended up with figs, or you ended up with black and white, which is like two different minim. Avo bechad min. If you wanted this grape and you ended up with that grape, I feel Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. But why aren't you misasig? If you're telling me that my ohatis mech machshavis, I wanted this grape, my hand ended up with the wrong grape. So I should be potter. Picking on Shabbos from a tree. Yeah, it's an aveda. Says the Gemara, Now, Abaye and Rav on top of the page said, when is Misasik potter only if you wanted heted, right? But Shmuel doesn't hold that. Shmuel holds that even if your intention was Isser, if you ended up doing another Isser, you are potter. So, how to come over here, if it's the same min, you wanted grape, but you end up with different grapes, you're chayiv. Omele shinina, my clever one, shveik mas nisin. Leave the Mishnah alone, v'tor basrei. Come after me, let me teach you how to learn a Mishnah together. Come, let's learn together. Hoch of my skin, you think the Mishnah is talking about a simple case, you want the black end of the white, you wanted the grape, you're the figs, and that's what happened. This is the story. Nah, go find it in the words of the Mishnah. You won't. That's why I need Rabbi Yehuda to tell you. Keep going. For example, So Shmuel is telling Rabbi Yehuda, you misunderstood the Mishnah. This is what happened. The guy lechatchila wanted grapes, and then when he went to pick on Shabbos, he totally forgot that he wanted grapes. He thought he wanted figs, so he went to get figs, but he ended up with the grapes. So he ended up with what is machshava. He made a mistake now, but he got the right thing. What he really wants in the beginning. That's what happened over here. So if it wouldn't have been for Miss Asik, he wouldn't have been would have been chayiv. Why would it be chayiv? Because he ended up with what he wanted. He totally forgot what he wanted. He wanted to collect grapes. He forgot. He thought to einim beina, what I need is figs. The whole chiyodei alavonim, and his hand was going to get the figs, ended up with the grapes. Rablezer holds this case, Rablezer holds that you were chayiv because you did exactly what you wanted. This is not a case of melechas machshevis. This is mamish melech machshevis. You wanted to do this, and this is what happened. I guess you just walked in the room. You're reading a book. You learned Daf Yomi while you're walking there. Like you see people walking with Daf Yomi in their hands, and you bumped in the wall. Here, he bumped into the wrong tree. Not even looking up, he was too busy. But Rabbi Shua holds, Hare Leinas Kavanos. Rabbi Shua says, the fact is, right now, what did you want to do? You wanted figs, and you ended up with grapes. Umach Shafte. Didn't end up with what you wanted right now. Okay, we'll stop picking tomorrow.